Shalom, shalom, and welcome back to another exciting episode of our continuing Shiurim in the Sefer Likutei Maharan. We are towards the end of the third Torah, Torah Gimel. We were last learning about how music has a tremendous power to affect a person's connection to God. That if we're involved with positive music, with music from kosher singers, people who sing about positive things with a positive message, and that they themselves are positive, then that will have a positive influence on your connection to God. Whereas on the other hand, if you're, God forbid, involved with negative music, with negative people, people that push you down, that encourage depression and sadness and negativity, then you will soon see those same character traits manifest themselves in your relationship with God. It will not be good for your Avodas Hashem. Continuing in Torah Gimel, in my Likutei Maharan, we're in paragraph 5. Ubishvil zeh, and because of this, Margala v'puma de'inshi achshav leimar, that today, meaning in Rabbi Nachman's time, but also today, in our times, people regularly say, shehachazanim heim shoitim, ve'enam b'nei dea, that chazanim, meaning cantors, they are not so bright, something's just off, and they're lacking knowledge. Ki achshav malchus dekedusha begalus, because now, today, the malchus dekedusha, the holy royalty, is in exile. What's the connection? Let's find out. Because as we learned before, we know that song is drawn down from that place of the prophets, and that place of the prophets is the concept, is the bechina of the brain and the knowledge of the holy malchus, of the holy kingship. And today, this malchus, this royalty, is in exile. Something's missing. The connection is not as clear as it used to be. And therefore, song is blemished. Something's wrong with the aspect of song, because the malchus is in exile, the kingship is not where it's supposed to be, so therefore there's a particular blemish within the aspect of song itself. And therefore, that cantors could be affected by this holy royalty being in exile, and therefore would not have knowledge, would be lacking in their level of knowledge, because they're not able to tap in through song to that highest of the high. Because they frankly just don't have the power necessary to draw down the song from that highest source of holiness, which is in the highest of the high of that holy royalty. It seemingly, according to Likutei Maharan, is beyond the grasp of a person. Yes, you may be a kosher person. Yes, you may have a beautiful voice. But reaching up to that Malchus de Kedusha, while it's in exile, is something that's beyond the koach, the power of a mere mortal. Aval, the acid. However, in the future, when this holy malchus, this holy royalty, will be lifted, the gullus will end for the malchus de kedusha, the exile will be over, and this holy royalty will be re-elevated back to the place where it belongs. And it will be, as we see in Sefer Zechariah, Hashem lemelech al kol haaretz, that Hashem will then be the melech, the king, over all of the world. This is not, God forbid, to say that Hashem is not Melech now, but there is a concept of Berov Am Hadras Melech, that the more people that are involved in crowning the king Melech, the greater that Melech is. So our goal is to continue, and we're involved with positive things, such as listening to good music that's going to inspire us from kosher people, then it rebuilds the Malchus de Kedusha, it re-elevates the Malchus de Kedusha, and taking it from the exile that it's currently in, and re-elevating it to the highest heights where it belongs. Azai then, tis'ale v'sushlam hanagina b'v'chinas das de malchus de kedusha, sh'misham nimsheches hanagina kanal. And then we will reach a place where the song is re-elevated back to its rightful space on high, and then the singers will be able to properly draw down that source. It's as if it's plugged in to that highest of the high. That there was a time, lahavdil alef havdalas, that song was plugged into that 5G, 4G, 10G. And right now, it's on regular landline, you have to plug it in. But there's a time when you're going to be able to tap into the highest of the highs, and you won't need to plug in anymore. It's just super, super Wi-Fi, whatever the highest is, 10,000 times. And this is the meaning of the pasuk v'zehu in Tehillim. David HaMelech says, Ki melech kol ha'aretz Elokim, zamru maskil. Literally, that Hashem will be king of the world, and that the smart one will sing. What exactly is going on? Why did Rabbi Nachman bring this in? Let's find out. That when we're able to reach that point, when Hashem fills the world as king, and song and the Malchus de Kedusha, this holy royalty, is re-elevated to its proper place. Azai then, Zamru Maskil, then the smart ones will sing. Hainu, namely, Shehachazanim Hamazamrim Yiyu Badas Baseichel. That then the Chazanim, the cantors, the people who sing, will be able to really sing with knowledge and with intelligence in the most tremendous of ways. That they will be able to reach up and draw down those powers into this world through their music. That, please God, we will reach this time when the chazanim, when the cantors, the singers, will be able to reach up to the highest of the high and draw down that kedusha, that level of holiness, through their song, as we saw above. A note to add that I've heard from some of the Gedolei Breslov myself in regards to this particular Torah. The Rebbe's not saying that everyone who's a chazan is a menagin rasha, is inherently a bad person who's trying to bring people down, chas v'shalom, God forbid. But rather, he's referring specifically to those people who are referred to as ba'alei gaiva, people who are super full of themselves, who get up and want to lead the davening, not because they want to inspire the community, because they are a bal tefila, but people who want other people to hear them, who they want attention, and they want people to say, oh, look how beautiful that person's voice is. Look at them, look at them. This is also going back to the idea of learning shelo lishma. When you're learning so people call you rabbi, when you're singing so people will say, oh, that person has such a beautiful voice, as opposed to building the community in tremendous ways. Those people, the latter, those ba'alei gaiva, the people that are totally full of themselves, and they get up in order to sing in front of people, just so that others can hear their voice, not to build the community. One is beautiful and can be a menagin kasher, and there are chazanim today that are beautiful and that inspire and build people. And on the flip side, there are also chazanim. Some of us may know some from either category from our particular shuls, and again, it's not our job to judge, but when we're involving ourselves with listening to music and being involved in a tremendous way, we want to be involved with people who are here to build, who want to build and connect people to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to Hashem, and not, chas v'shalom, to just be up on stage, up on the bima, for people to hear how beautiful their voice is. That is not a menagin kasher. That's a menagin something else. But a menagin kasher, it is not. An additional point that I want to make clear in regards to this particular Torah. It is possible that a person can learn this idea and come to the natural conclusion that, oh, if I'm not a big tzaddik, if I'm not a super righteous person yet, so then maybe I shouldn't be involving myself with music at all. I want to make crystal clear that that is not the case. Music is an unbelievable tool. It's been used to preserve our hope and our faith for generations. And the power of music is something that we should absolutely recognize and absolutely still be involved with. There's something very different about being involved with music and recognizing the power therein, as opposed to saying, God blessed me with a beautiful voice, so I'm going to use that to get attention for myself. Those are two very different things. Recognizing the power of music is so clear, and something that we should all do and be involved with is to speak the language of the soul, and that really is music. The Tehillim, King David, it was the first Jewish rock star. To really understand the sugya, the concept of music, we have to start to understand David HaMelech, King David. King David, David HaMelech, wrote the first book of song lyrics, the Tehillim. To dive into Tehillim the same way we dive into our own prayers, we should continue to dive in to the depths of the power of music. And please God, we will continue with the few addendums that come at the end of this Torah in the next podcast. Wishing everyone a beautiful day.